Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. The show is all about that. We're going to kick it off and go with Gail. Hi, Gail.
I've been fighting a very serious leg cramps and cramps in my feet. I've had blood work. They don't see anything there. I just wondered if you had some take on this, what I could be doing. Right now I've really upped my water intake, and I'm taking something called leg cramps. It's a little tablet. I was trying to see the maker.
Well, it depends. I mean, where the cramping is coming from probably is due to lack of minerals. Calcium, magnesium, potassium are very common, and we just don't get enough of it in our food supply. Plenty of calcium in dairy products and, of course, dark leafy greens, but we're really depleted in magnesium. It's very, very common, and we're seeing it more and more. People that have things like restless leg syndrome, and you know, the leg cramping at night. I'll tell you, a lot of times that one is magnesium, and magnesium is loaded up in a lot of the citrus fruits, especially with lemons and limes, really great. And so using maybe a couple of lemons or limes in your water or tea throughout the day, you can get in some extra magnesium, really some natural magnesium that way, which is a great way to go. A lot of people see diminishing symptoms just in adding in the lemons and the limes themselves. A lot of that can go quite a long ways. So look into that. But, yeah, look into the minerals, and also have a blood test done with your physician to check on vitamin D levels. Vitamin D3 is another big one that can be a big key. And finding those numbers out can be a great tool to get you where you need to go. Too much sitting after 60 may lead to disability. Now, we've heard recently a lot of studies, they've been talking about how that if you sit more than 6 hours a day, can reduce your lifespan significantly. Well, too much sitting now has been linked to increased risk for health issues like heart failure and earlier death. And now a new study finds that older adults who sit too much are more likely to be disabled. Think about that. Regardless of their exercise habits. It's pretty incredible. Sedentary behavior is its own separate risk factor, said a new study researcher, Dorothy Dunlop. She's a professor of medicine at Northwestern. And she evaluated the exercise habits of more than 2,000 men and women aged 60 and above. And it said regardless of how much time they spent in moderate physical activity, the more time they spent being sedentary is the more likely they'll be disabled. That's not really a cool way to think about it. Being disabled, that's not in the cards. Not for this guy. So, however, another expert wonders if the relationship may occur in an opposite way, that the more disabled people are, the more sedentary they become. So the chicken and the egg. So the National Institute for Arthritis and Musculoskeletal Diseases was first published online recently. And in the Journal of Physical Activity and Health, they said Dunlop and her colleagues evaluated responses given to the U.S. National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey and said the men and women answering the survey wore these accelerator devices and said few meet the guidelines of getting moderate activity for 2.5 hours a week. Only about 6% met that goal, and the other 94% did not. So on average, men and women spent 9 hours a day being sedentary during the waking hours, and about 4% reported being disabled. That's incredible. So we got to do things that are moving. And the challenge is, if you sit all day for your job, you can't change that, right? Because it's your job. But what you can do is get up every hour to 2 hours. Actually, I think it's every 2 hours. They say walk around for 15 minutes straight, no matter what it is. But just get up and walk. And it does. It makes a big difference in your overall health. Be very, very cautious with it. But in this, they said, you know, the bottom line is you've got to keep moving. And with your diet, that needs to be good. But they said that the inactivity are one of the top leading challenges and what we're going to see more in the future, because we're all sitting more. And then you're sedentary and you're on your computer, you're on your devices or whatever it might be, and you're not getting what your body needs. It's very, very important. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Give us a call. We can power your lifestyle. We'll take you to the next level. Go to the website. Of course, we've got our lifestyle providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. You can touch base with our folks there from the website or call the number, 888-283-7272. All right, let's go to Don now. Hi, Don. Welcome.
I had a bout with chronic bronchitis I learned when I was in the hospital. I just couldn't breathe. Scared me half to death. I'm 59 years old. Been pretty much doing the health thing for 30-some, 40 years. And pneumonia about 3 years ago, and they say it's scar damage to the lungs, but I had a bad case of chronic bronchitis, and I've had it for since July, and I've had it for half a year, three quarters of a year, and still can't lick it. So can you help me?
Yeah, you know, one of the keys when your immune system is dropping like that, and you've got recurrent bacteria or viral infections that keep popping up, and that typically is what happens. So what happens is you start getting the repeated infections that can't go away. And so, again, you've got to look at it from the inside out. What can you do with the digestive tract? What can you do with the gut to get it healthy? To get it to where the immune system is strong enough, whether it's vitamin D levels, cutting out gluten and dairy, whether it's eliminating toxins from the environment and toxins from your food supply. I mean, whatever it takes, really, to make that happen is what you want to focus on and begin to build that. And, you know, again, in your case, it would really, really work well to... Well, basically just a focus. And the taurine, L-taurine is an amino acid, and L-taurine is very, very good at regenerating a lot of the tissue, especially within the lungs. So you might want to look into the L-taurine itself. Just because of the benefits it could give you. And as you look into that, I mean, I would look into taurine. And then also look into the probiotics. Those can be helpful. But getting the blood test done, having the specifics done, really, is what you want to focus on. That way they can really get down and pinpoint it and build a good game plan from there. But never underestimate changing up your diet and getting it to a place where you maybe want to use ionic silver, some supplementation, astragalus. Go to your health food store and they can give you a lot of these alternatives. But if the antibiotics are not knocking it out, probably something that is in the details. That's why nutritional deficiencies, to get those tested, can be quite helpful.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boost libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to oncallradio.com. Now, so many people think, I mean, of course, I talk all the time about different ways to do different things for different health challenges, but we don't talk too much about the emotional side of health. And happiness, just that internal sense of joy and happiness, they're saying now plays a pretty significant role in our overall health, and that's guarding your environment, guarding your own choices, and making good decisions on who you're going to hang out with, who you're going to surround yourself with, the books you read, all that sort of thing, can lead toward greater sense of happiness. So that's what I want to talk about, because 85% of the health challenges we face today are not genetic. You think, well, it's got to be genetic. No, 85% of what we deal with today are really comes down to our emotional health. And the CDC actually said that. They said they believe that the most and the root cause of disease is found in our emotional health. If we could somehow get that contained and taken care of, then our physical health would only follow in a lot of great ways. So there's some tips that are given to support the body when you're trying to control your environment. Number one is always look for the positive. Happy people are more likely than unhappy people to perceive themselves as well as the world around them in a positive manner. And that can mean with everything going on in their life. Nurture a lot of relationships. Not only friendships and family relationships make you happier, but also support relationships to help you live longer. Good friendships will do that. Proven strategies for happiness are to make time for the ones you love or people you would like to get to know better, and share in other people's successes with your own delight. Show appreciation for the people in your life and do something every week to support someone else's dreams. Powerful. Be physically active. If you need one more reason to get up and get moving, here it is. You can be happier with regular exercise. And they say exercise is a proven method for preventing and managing negative emotions. So you could even get further along in your way to happiness if you exercise on a regular basis. Express gratitude. This is a big one. I think we need to do it more and more. Send thank you notes or emails, but really bring it from the heart. Don't just say thanks, you know, some wuss card that you send. Make it matter. Say something. Gratitude is a great antidote to anger and bitterness. So always be gracious to people, no matter what. Expressing sincere gratitude when someone in life actually makes you happier. Let them know that. Try writing these things down and sending them to others. Offer to help others, too. I mean, happy people are the ones that lend a hand. They're the ones that go out, the good Samaritans, and are always willing to help. Because when you serve somebody else and you help someone else, no matter what they're dealing with, no matter what the struggle is, you actually are empowering yourself in many ways. Next is forgive. Now I'll tell you, this is probably one of the toughest for a lot of people. Because when you get crossed or you get done wrong and you get hurt, you don't want to be able to forgive. But it actually shows a great mark of healthy self-esteem when you're able to forgive, to let things go, and to say all is forgiven and really move on. Makes a big difference. The last two, one is take pleasure in the small things. Don't ever let the little details go by and you don't celebrate them, you don't see them, you don't enjoy them. That's such a key. And then make a spiritual practice a habit. If it's prayer, whatever it is for you, spending time in church, going into small groups, whatever it is, but get plugged in and get involved, because having a community of people that believe the same way we do, that you do, is critical. And if it's Christian values, or if it's walking with Christ, or if it's whatever religion that you're in, the main point out of this is to be involved in it at some level, because that way it can bring a big impact in your own health. And of course, these little details that are kind of like the guardians of our emotional health. That's the key. You want to make sure you protect them very much. It'll keep you healthy at all times. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio, the show that's empowering your lifestyle. Let's go to Lois right now. Hi, Lois.
I wake up every 2 hours during the night, and I listened to your program the other night, and I didn't get the name of a sleep aid. phosphatidyl choline or something?
Well, there's several. I mean, it depends on what neurotransmitter or brain chemical that we're dealing with. But typically, phosphatidylcholine is one. That helps to raise acetylcholine levels, which can put you in a deeper stage of sleep. You can find a lot of that actually in eggs or whole eggs or egg yolks. But actually, you know, eating certain foods or getting your phosphatidylcholine up is going to help acetylcholine. That'll help you get into a deeper stage of REM sleep. Now, if you can't stay asleep, that's another brain chemical called serotonin. The serotonin is the one that a lot of doctors prescribe medications for when somebody feels depressed, because it actually raises your natural levels and can help you function quite a bit better. So, again, those are the keys, really, that goes hand in hand. I mean, sleep patterns, they really do matter. And getting your body to get into a rhythm, your circadian rhythm is important, getting that reset, and then using everything you can on the nutritional side. Because with sleep patterns, there's a couple of little tips. One, you don't want to have a bunch of carbohydrates before you go to bed. Two is you want to have some form of protein and a little bit of healthy fats before bedtime, because it'll sustain the release throughout the night, and you'll be able to hold, you know, maintain good lean muscle tissue and burn body fat that way. So all of that's a key. But with some sleep patterns, if you can focus on building up your nutrition to build your brain chemistry, and then work on good sleep habits, you know, dimming the lights in the early evening, don't put a TV in your bedroom, don't eat too close to bedtime, I mean, all those kind of things can make a big difference in your overall health, but it's about coming up with a game plan and having someone guide you through it.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. U.S. kids may be at risk for high blood pressure. Can you believe that? It's tough to even say that. I remember years ago, I was always talking about how kids in the year 2010 were going to have diabetes. And, I mean, it came and went so fast. And now we're in a place where our kids, our young people, are having to struggle with adult-type health challenges. And it just bothers me. It really does. And our lifestyle choices are making a big, big role in that. And parents, you play a role. It's not genetics being passed down. And kids don't get blood pressure and cholesterol issues and diabetes at an early age. It used to only be juvenile diabetes, type 1, that's what we called it, that. There's a lot of, it just showed up in more of young people. Now, we've got rid of the type or the adult onset term with diabetes because so many kids are getting it. Well, now we're talking about blood pressure. It's pretty staggering. The risk for high blood pressure in American teens and children increased 27% over the last 13 years, a new study finds. It also finds as waistlines have thickened, kids have consumed more salt and also, of course, sugars in their diet. High blood pressure is a predominant risk factor for stroke, and stroke rates have been rising in children over the U.S. in the past years. Dr. David Katz, who's the director of Yale University Prevention Research Center, said he was not involved in the study but had some comments. Harvard researchers collected data from more than 3,000 children aged 8 to 17 who took part in the National Institute and Nutrition Examination Survey from 1988 to 1994. Comparing these kids Although the children in the study had elevated blood pressure, they could not be classified as hypertensive because readings must be three times that high in a row to make the diagnosis. Very true. It says the obesity epidemic continues, though. Doctors are seeing more children with high blood pressure and also cholesterol issues. Today alone, he said, I will see 10 to 15 patients, mostly teenagers, that are overweight with hypertension. Dr. Anna Paredes, she's a pediatric nephrologist at Miami Children's Hospital. The first step in treating these children is to change their diet and increase the amount of exercise that they do, right? Eat less, exercise more, right? I mean, it's been the same kind of concept. So all of us diet and I guess, fitness and nutrition type folks, we tend to talk about that, and we kind of laugh about it because it's the concept of eat less, exercise more, shouldn't everybody be healthy? And then there's a million, now there's not a million, but there's a lot of TV shows. There's articles on every homepage of every website about health. There's radio shows like this, and we're all talking about it, but the obesity rate and the just the overweight epidemic continues to grow. And it really blows me away. And now our kids are suffering. So Paredes, Dr. Paredes, also counsels her patients to reduce salt intake in their diet. Much of the salt that children consume comes from the processed foods and drinks like sodas. If you're drinking Gatorade while watching TV, she says, or working on the computer, you're just intoxicating yourself with sugar and salt. Katz said that this new study adds to the weight of evidence that sodium intake affects blood pressure in children as well as adults. I'd like to add to that also, just our diet in general. Eating the wrong kind of foods is where a lot of this comes from. So the pathway with increased sodium intake to elevated blood pressure to rising in the incidence of stroke, Katz said, is alarming. Americans eat about 3,400 milligrams of salt every day. That's more than twice the American Heart Association's recommended 1,500 milligrams or less. About two-thirds of the salt are from processed foods and restaurant meals. The association between body mass index, which is a measure of body fat, and blood pressure is even stronger in the association with sodium, Katz noted. He says, as the obesity rates rise in our kids, so too does their blood pressure. A high salt content of this processed food is correctable, and of course, parents have to stand up and make a change. What you put in your cupboard, what you put in their refrigerators, your kids are going to eat. So stand up. I mean, if you're not going to educate for yourself, and for your own well-being, make sure to educate for them so they can live a healthier life. It drives me crazy. Highlights of this study were published recently, and they said a couple of the following tips about hypertension in our children. Although boys were more likely to have elevated blood pressure, the rate of the kids with high blood pressure was more prevalent in the girls. Over time, more children with overweight, with bigger waistlines, especially the women or the girls. Now, children with the biggest waistlines are about twice as likely to have high blood pressure, according to the children with thin waistlines. African-American children had 28% higher risk of high blood pressure than white children, Caucasian. The children who consumed the most salt were 36% or more likely to have high blood pressure compared to children who did not. So, obviously, salt's a big issue. Now, with the processed foods and the fast foods and all of that, it makes a big difference. It really does. And so I want to encourage you to really watch what your kids are taking in. Take monitor of that. If you're going to go to fast food, maybe instead of getting them the Happy Meal or the kids' meal or just the burger and the fries, you might want to go with some of the salad options if you can get them to eat it. They've got fruit cups and different things. You know, you'll be amazed at what you start your kids with. Like the patterns and the habits that you start with and what will end up happening. Because if they start eating these kind of foods at a young age, they're going to continue it as they get older. It's just part of it. It's part of the plan. It's part of the marketing, too, with a lot of the companies. They know that. No different than any of the other topics out there. So it's very important to make sure that your kids have the best choices at home. And, you know, you're the only one that can provide that for them. And that's what you want to focus on. And so, again, if you want to cut the salt down, you don't have to do no salt on everything. But you can actually make better choices when you go to fast food restaurants. You can, like I said, do the salads, do the grilled chicken, do a lot of those instead of the burgers and the fries. Stay away from the sugary drinks because that's going to drive it up too, just like the sodium will. Now, again, I got to tell you this. diet is a key role, but for kids, getting active. And with texting and video games and technology the way it is, it's caused children not to get out and play and be as active as they, you know, as I did when I was a kid. So I think there needs to be a concerted effort on the parents' part to create a great environment for the kids to be able to thrive in. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Don't forget our wellness providers. Check us out at the website. If you're looking for a lifestyle-based provider in your area that can help you along this lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness pathway, they can give you the help that you need. Let's go now to Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Just diagnosed this past week with lupus and thought about, as far as treatment besides steroids and other modern medicine treatments, if there's anything you recommend.
Well, I mean, lupus is definitely not an easy diagnosis, but yet again, if you can get it to go dormant because it is autoimmune and put a little dimmer switch on it, that makes life a whole lot easier. With lupus, first thing you've got to do is I get with some type of alternative practitioner, make sure that they can do some testing to figure out what side of the immune system is overactive and which one is underactive. Okay, so we have two different sides of the immune system, the T1 side and the T2 side. They're called T helper cells. But just think about the T1 arm and the T2 arm. One of those sides are active, and that's what stimulates the lupus to be engaged. Now, if you can figure out a way nutritionally to support the body so that you can take the side that's overactive and dim it down, it's one of the best ways to go. Green tea and echinacea tea are a great way to do that, and that's kind of a home remedy type deal. You can also go get some formal testing done with your physician. That's a great way to do it as well. But typically, what echinacea tea, it will work with the T2 arm, and the green tea will work with the T1. Matter of fact, if you drink just one of those teas for about 4 or 5 days, you start to feel horrible, then that's usually, it's enhancing the other arm. If you drink it and you feel better, it's subduing the one. So it might be good information to give your doctor, too, along the way, and they can help create protocols. Now, depending on if you go to a regular practitioner, physician, or you go to alternative, you're going to get two different mindsets along the way, but they're both valued, and you definitely want to do that. I would. I mean, counsel in the multitude of many. There's a great book that says. So powerful, powerful stuff. But lupus, there's a lot of great things. Make sure you're doing everything you can to lower the inflammation of the body, eating low inflammatory-based foods, keeping your omega-3 fatty acids up, vitamin D levels checked with your physician, to make the numbers sure they're in good range. That plays such a big role with autoimmune issues. It's unbelievable. So a couple things to think about and help you along the way. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call. Or you can go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. Email for the day, brought to you by Gene Mee. Henry in Bowling Green, Kentucky, says, I've had a hard time this summer with the bug bites. What do you think I should do? Great question. I usually don't do very well with the bug bites either, my man. Now, here is the deal. When it comes to bug bites, here's a rule of thumb. Now, I know there's a lot of coffee drinkers out there, and you drink your coffee every single day. It's part of your routine. I get it. But when you go on vacation or when you're going out playing golf or whatever, might not want to do coffee that day. Coffee enhances certain chemicals within the skin. It will draw mosquitoes and bugs to you. However, if you take a B-complex vitamin, just a regular, you know, B-complex whole food vitamin, it emits an odor, because we're so B deficient in our diet, that it emits an odor that actually pushes the bugs away. So there's a natural solution, to help with those bugs in the summer and get some B vitamins along the way. You can eat a ton of spinach as well, or eat your vegetables. We'll be right back. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally. I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about lifestyle. It's all about the choices that we make every single day. Why? Because they can determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. That's what this show is all about. We're going to kick it off and go with Dan. Hi, Dan.
I had a question about when's the best time to take Nexium.
All right. Well, Nexium, there's different thoughts on that. A lot of doctors will give you different theories. Typically, because you're dealing with acid and you're dealing with issues with the digestion, it's always good to take it with a meal and kind of in the middle of it. Some say before, some say after. Usually it's good right in the middle. And the packaging or the directions will usually tell you which ones or how to take it in that regard. So something to think about. But the other key in dealing with that is getting to the root cause. I mean, why is it even happening in the first place? Why are you having to take it? That should be the question. Why are you even having to deal with that? And so coming up with a game plan and figuring that out is another key. And so sometimes you have too much acid. Sometimes you don't have enough. And, you know, again, it's really getting down and figuring out with your body what the deal is. And I'll tell you, a little at-home test that they've used is getting some apple cider vinegar, taking that with a meal. If your stomach burns worse, then you actually have too much acid. If you feel better and actually you know things seem to work better, you probably don't have enough acid. And there's different routes to go for either way. So a little at-home test to do. But if your doctor has you taking the Nexium, I would just find out when they want you to take it. A lot of times they have their own ways of wanting to do things, and you probably want to go with that. All right, 888-283-7272. The show is all about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. Go to the website, go to oncallradio.com, and, of course, there we've got all kinds of information, people to help and providers to help you in your area that believe the same way we do. You can find out that information right there at the website. Now, surprising ways that stress can mess with your workout. Now, you ever thought, well, I thought exercise was a stress reliever. Well, it is, but they're saying now that stress can be quite the challenge when it comes into your exercise routine. And again, it's healthy for you to exercise, and it releases stress, but if you have a very stressful life, higher cortisol levels can actually come in and actually make your workout not so great. So here's some things that you got to look at. So if you deal with any kind of emotional issues, a lot of work, maybe financial issues, they're saying now that actually there's some ways that you can deal with that and taking it into the exercise room or the gym or outside, whatever you need to do. Here's some things they found that when you're facing big deadlines, they say, or coping with a family crisis, they say spin class sometimes can fall off the priorities list. And Yale University researchers recently looked at all the studies they could find on stress and exercise habits and how they went kind of hand in hand. Three-fourths of them showed that people under pressure tend to slack off on physical activity and spend more time being sedentary. It's called paralysis of analysis sometimes. You get too stressed out, you just feel like you can't get anything done. So one of the things you can do is you can outsmart it, they say, by doing workouts in tandem with other stress management techniques, such as deep breathing. It can increase the likelihood that you'll follow a regular exercise routine. So try walking meditation where you can focus on paying close attention to your breath or whatever's going on around you. The study in Psychological Science actually suggested that even faking a half smile can lower your heart rate and reduce your stress response almost instantly. Think about that. It's normal to feel sore the day after any kind of exercise type class, like a boot camp, but the after effects can linger and you can alter from powering through your next workout. So the exercise, the fatigue and all that, and the muscle soreness called delayed onset muscle soreness. And so that actually, you can do that with nutrition. You can actually cut down on that. Now, you don't want to cut down on the intensity of your exercise. I'm a big fan of higher intensity to moderate intensity, something along those lines. But you can increase the complex carbohydrates in your diet. Sweet potatoes, brown rice are really good for that. They can increase glycogen stores in the muscle. And the more you do that, the more you're going to actually increase and enhance recovery. The other key is L-glutamine. It's an amino acid you can pick up pretty much now at any health food store. But the glutamine, we found, really enhances recovery as well. Usually, you can do between about 10 and 20 grams of that a day, they say, and it will support muscle tissue repair. It's one of the top amino acids recommended by the American College of Sports Medicine and also the folks with the Certified Strength Conditioning Specialist certifications. So the American College of Sports Medicine is very, very big, and a lot of the studies that they show have been a part of have been shown with that and the National Strength Conditioning Association. I mean, they're all very big on glutamine, and of course there's good studies on it too. It enhances immune system function. It just has and plays a big key role in sports nutrition, and that's one key that we're finding now. That's just become very, very big. And you're going to see that more in sports. Recovery is what it's all about. That's why a lot of athletes take steroids. It's not so much, I mean, yeah, they put on muscle and can maintain muscle, but it's about the recovery time for when they can exercise their sport again, work out again, whatever it needs to be, and actually maintain some good results from that. So that tends to be the key and why people do that. But glutamine is a great one, and it can help kind of build the reserves up and get you to recover quite a bit better. So, again, exercise, though, don't let life get in the way. That's the bottom line of this. I mean, what they did in the studies, they found that life tended to get in the way, but don't let it. Take control of your life. Don't let life control you. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding that.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.